If you want to be somebody that's living with peace, living in love, living joy out loud and attracting more opportunities your way, doing it in such a graceful, abundant way, do the inner work. Heal your inner child and constantly be in this process of, what am I tolerating? Where did this start? And go back in order to move forward and start creating new standards in your life. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned, because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Hello, Mommy Millionaires. Welcome to today's solo episode. I have a question for you. What are you tolerating? You might think, what the heck? What do you mean? What am I tolerating? I remember when I was in labor with my kids and the nurse would come in and ask on the pain scale, you know, from 1 to 10, what's your pain? And, you know, there's this time where you're in labor and I just kept saying 7, right? I'm like, I'm a 7, I'm a 7, I'm a 7. And then you get to that point, they call it transition. And some of you mommies might have been here before, where it's like not even a 10. It's like it goes off the meter, you know, it's like 100. And you're like, I am done. Okay. And then something shifts, right? You're only there for a few, probably, you know, 30 minutes. It seems like forever, but it's really a short amount of time compared to how long labor is. And then you get to push, right? Then you're at that 10 full dilation. You get to push that baby out. There's change after that. And a lot of us walk around at a 7 in our lives. You know, we tolerate pain and nothing comes from the pain that we're tolerating. We walk around putting up with behavior that we don't really like from other people, behavior from ourselves that we justify, our car that we hate to drive, our home that we hate to live in, you name it, there's something in your life that you are tolerating that is actually causing you pain. And it's not painful enough where you're actually going to make a change, because you've become so used to living with that pain, to tolerating that thing in your life. My mom, she has constant foot pain. She's been a hairstylist for almost 40 years. And she's, you know, basically had to stand on her feet 12 hours a day, 5 to 7 days a week. And, you know, I keep asking her, Mom, please retire. You can come live with me. And she doesn't want to. So God bless her. She just loves to do what she's doing. But her foot pain, I say, Mom, is your foot not hurting today? She goes, no, it's about, you know, a 6, but I'll be okay. And every day she lives with that pain. And how could she get rid of that foot pain? Well, she could not stand on her feet 12 hours a day, right? But she's become used to that pain. And so it's not painful enough for her to like retire from that job and start a new career at 60 years old. She doesn't want to do it. And I want you to think about this area in your life. What are you tolerating? What is no longer acceptable for you? Let's not get it to a 10. That's the point of this podcast. Let's not get that to a 10 where you are completely losing your mind, out of control in that pain, where you just like, that's where those people just have a breakdown and things just fall apart in their lives because they're fed up. They're just fed up with tolerating so much junk. So write out what you're tolerating. And when you write out what you're tolerating, you can journal about it. Say, what's not working in my life? What is no longer acceptable to me? What doesn't get to go with me on this next journey of life, on this next journey in my business? just write it out. Writing it out doesn't mean you're committed to getting rid of it. It just brings awareness to what is no longer working for you. And what happens is when we bring awareness, we're shining a spotlight on these things. I just bought a new car, a Lincoln Navigator. And I thought, oh my gosh, this car is so awesome. It's like the coolest mom car ever. And, you know, it fits a bunch of kids and I love it. I was so excited. And I'm like, I never see anybody driving a Lincoln Navigator. Everybody drives a Suburban. Well, all of a sudden, I get this Lincoln Navigator. I see Lincoln Navigators everywhere. Why? Because my mind was made aware of Lincoln Navigators. I have to see them every single time I go out to drive. I see somebody driving it because my mind hyper-focused on that. That's what your mind will do when you bring awareness to what is no longer working in your life. You will start noticing it everywhere. You'll start noticing the bad behavior. You'll start noticing yourself justifying. You'll start noticing how actually painful it is. We're shining that spotlight on it. And the second thing I want you to do is think about, okay, what was the root of this? Because we can choose, like, I don't want that in my life anymore. And we don't want to accept that in our lives anymore. But we need to go back to the root of it. How did that happen? If you're somebody listening into this podcast right now, that you may be somebody that's living paycheck to paycheck. Trust me, I was making $1 million a year and living paycheck to paycheck because I increased my lifestyle way too much and was like, oh, I had to make $70,000 a month to survive. Okay. There's no freedom in that. So you might be somebody listening in, a multimillionaire right now. You're in bondage to that. You're tolerating that type of struggle in your life. We all tolerate something about our money relationship that's not going to serve us at our best. It doesn't get to go with us. But there was a reason why I was obsessed with living paycheck to paycheck. I had done that my whole life. So I brought that with me into my $1 million year. And I had done that my whole life. I was modeled that by my mom, by my stepdad. I remember, like, my stepdad, he would get paid on Fridays and he would sing this country song. It's like, I got a hole in my pocket and a beer in my hand or something like that. It was like the most annoying song ever. Okay. Every Friday he would like blast it. And if you know that song, you got to DM me and tell me what it is. And that's what his mindset was. He was like, we're going shopping. What do you guys want at the grocery store? I was like, we don't have to do hamburger helper this weekend. What do you guys want? And he would spoil us and like buy us good food, take us out to a restaurant. And then come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. That's how the song goes. And that was literally our life, you know? And it was like eating tuna helper during the week because he had already spent it over the weekend. So that's what was modeled for me. I was comfortable in that. I was comfortable in that. I'm like, oh, that's just the way it goes. And so here I am making all this money and I was comfortable living paycheck to paycheck. I'd become comfortable in the pain of that struggle running out of money before the month was over. And that's all I knew. So I had to create a new safety mechanism in my body. How in the heck do you do that? Right? Well, when you find out the root of what caused you to tolerate that behavior, tolerate that person in your life, you can heal that little girl inside of you that is comfortable with it. And you do that by loving her and nurturing her. So I had to spend time with little Kayla and I would pull out a picture of myself and I would just teach myself new things about money. Like, you know, money is a tool and is a really great servant, but it's a poor master. And you get to tell money what to do instead of the other way around. And I would just ask little Kayla, hey, what would you want to do if you had extra money every month? You still got to pay all your bills on time and you just had extra money. And little Kayla would always say, go take care of homeless people. And I got to teach her that it's safe to be in the overflow because in the overflow is where we get to become more generous. And so little Kayla dropped the struggle with living paycheck to paycheck and let big Kayla, you know, 30-year-old Kayla at that point, take over and live her life and start to be comfortable with the extra, comfortable with the overflow. This is intentional work that you get to do. Most millionaires don't do this work. It's not like it's required of millionaires. But if you want to be somebody that's living with peace, living in love, living joy out loud, and attracting more opportunities your way, doing it in such a graceful, abundant way, do the inner work, heal your inner child, and constantly be in this process of, what am I tolerating? Where did this start? And go back in order to move forward and start creating new standards in your life. Create that standard of excellence in every area of your life. People will rise to the occasion, or they will fall to the occasion, and they get to, you know, maybe drop out of the picture of your life. And that's okay. Situations and struggles don't get to go with you to this next chapter. So I hope you have fun writing down what you're tolerating. I know it can kind of be like intense. It's a lot, but this is the kind of stuff that will bring you, I promise you, so much peace. I love you so much, and I'm proud of you for doing this inner work. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.